Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Dr. Puntrello, my first question for you is regarding the issue of transportation at schools. It's obviously something that's been in the news a lot lately as we brace for the school year. How worried in general are you about St. Christopher's Catholic School's ability to get schools this year, knowing that, you know, you have to partner with another district and the regulations could change at any time really from the governor?
I would say that we definitely have some concerns, but our school districts, our local school districts, especially our home school district, our school resides in the Sweet Home Central School District, have been very cooperative partners. We have wonderful partnerships with these school districts. So those that provide buses, some of them have already let us know that they are going to provide buses. St. Christopher's is in such an area that we get buses from North Tonawanda, from Niagara Wheatfield, from Amherst, from Kenton, from Williamsville, Star Point, everywhere. So over the past few days, we have been in contact with them, and we have a few more conversations to have. And primarily, they want to know how many students from their particular residence, their students that are in resident in their school districts, do we have. So I don't think that they're adverse to supplying the buses. I just think the concern is no one knows how many children, because our enrollment is changing. It seems like some of the public school districts have let us know that the buses are going to work because they're having some enrollment decrease at this time, depending on the hybrid situation. So those who seem to be offering hybrid and not 5 days a week, as we are the ones who are experiencing a bit of a decrease in enrollment. And for them, then providing the school bus for a decreased amount of students is not a concern.
You mentioned that the enrollment has changed with Catholic schools and public schools. I'm assuming it's up with a school like yours and down with public schools. Am I right in that?
That seems to be what we're hearing. I wouldn't say all public schools. I think the public schools that are offering the five-day option, especially for K through five, are the ones who may be experiencing any change or decrease in enrollment because parents need to go to work and they're looking for five-day options.
Gotcha. So do you think that when it comes to transportation, if you guys are having your kids come to school every day, do you think this could actually make getting kids to school easier since it's the same kids getting on the same bus every day, or do you think it would be tougher for them?
Well, I think that's a loaded question because with the whole temperature taking thing, that's another variable that's now added into this whole situation. There were some school districts that were claiming that they were going to take the temps of children before they got on the bus. And now we have heard that they're not going to do that, but I haven't heard that from every single one. And we have seven different school districts whose buses that we use. So
gotcha.
We haven't heard from everyone, but we did hear Sweet Home is not taking temps on the bus, that they have actually invested in some kind of thermal imaging system. So if the children who are coming through the doors, they're going to have a specific entrance, they can actually scan if they have a temperature. So it's all because of technology, not because, anything, negative. Actually, it's a positive. They're being more efficient than individual temperature taking. So that part's a little harder for children. Children can't all sit on the bus as they used to. They will be one in a seat, And they are quite tall. The backs are quite tall, which for smaller children is considered a barrier. They will all have to wear masks. And if they're in a family, they can put three in a seat. So that's going to significantly change. I can also say that the school districts that I've spoken to are actually going to be strategic in how the children enter and exit the bus, you know, the embarkation and debarkation. If you are the first one on the bus, then if you're the first one off the bus, you need to be in that front seat, and then so on, so that no children are passing by any other children to get on or get off the bus. So there's a lot of pressure on them to do things a certain way, organizationally.
It sounds like just there's a lot of moving parts in this, and I appreciate your answer on what, you know, I'll objectively say that was a pretty loaded question by me. And I guess, you know, I've got another one, you know, given that there are so many moving parts and we are possibly awaiting a decision even coming on Friday from Governor Cuomo on schools, he's been saying a lot that it's going to be up to the parents. Okay, what exactly does that mean, though, like when it comes to the specifics? I'm just curious, as the principal of a Catholic school, you know, what's your current mentality like as you await a decision from Governor Cuomo? Because what he says will dictate how a lot of other things happen. And, you know, by the time, you know, this interview airs on Friday, things might be a little bit different.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Things might be a little bit different. I'm actually going with the data. I'm a researcher, so I go with the data. And the data in Erie County is telling me that we're below 1%. And hopefully that Western New York, Erie County, won't be viewed the way they view us for taxes, because we seem to get spanked with, you know, property taxes just the way New York City, the New York City area does. And I can tell you that because I'm from Brooklyn and I know what those taxes are like. So I'm hoping that it isn't as, you know, New York City goes, so goes the whole state, because we are quite different. Erie County is below 1%. And I make sure that I do my homework, speak to a lot of pediatricians about this. And I'm feeling quite confident that if we follow protocol, that these children will be able to return to school, and it'll be a healthy situation. We are following every guideline. I've just submitted a 22-page plan to the Department of Health. I'm submitting the same plan to the New York State Department of Education tomorrow, and we have dotted every I and crossed every T to make sure that the barrier's in place, that the children are going up and down different staircases, they're not passing in the halls, we're doing social distancing in classrooms. I've actually taken the time to go around with my maintenance staff, measure each classroom, get the square footage, physically move the desks apart from each other to make sure that the social distancing is as it should be. And according to my doc friends, you know, consults, they're saying you keep masked up and take mask breaks during the day. So we're going to be providing that to make sure that the children can go outside and social distance that way and take their masks off to get a break. What else do we need to do? There's just like, we have to make sure that there's frequent hand washing, frequent, just like when we go to Mass. I just went to Mass this Sunday with my family, and I walked in and someone put gel right in my hand before I walked in the door. So all our entrances and exits will be staffed with St. Christopher staff to make sure every child's hands are using hand sanitizer. And I'm told that if we follow protocol, then these children can safely return to school, because the pediatricians that I've been collaborating with are very concerned about the emotional, social, and emotional mental health of these children who've been sequestered for months. And what's not being published is how many youth suicides we've had in Erie County. That is just, I mean, awful. I had no idea, because they're not listed. They're not being, the news is not showing that. And these children are suffering not being able to be with their friends and family members. And at one point, we're going to have to resume life, and life as it is, as we have to maintain safety, means certain things that we're going to have protocol that we're going to have to follow in order to safely return to school. And I have made those, you know, commitments to my parents that we do not take this lightly. But we also are corresponding with medical professionals to know that if we follow protocol as we are being guided, that the children will be safe enough to return to school and enjoy those social, emotional, and teaching situations.
Well, baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.